Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Japan's financial watchdog to set low leverage cap for crypto margin traders, report. Asian conglomerates lead $31 million round for blockchain remittance firm Lightnet. Coinbase hands nearly $1 million to cryptocurrency victims after settling class action lawsuit. Bitcoin options launch imminent as CME open interest hits 7-month high. Dish Network files patent for blockchain-based anti-piracy system. BitPay integration lets users buy gold with cryptocurrency. Huobi exchange partners with UAE real estate firm to enable crypto payments. Bitcoin makes biggest weekly price gain since October. Now let's get started. Japan's financial watchdog to set low leverage cap for crypto margin traders, report. Japan's top financial regulator plans to reduce the risk to cryptocurrency margin traders by cutting the permitted leverage to 2x the deposit. The Financial Services Agency will impose the new rule in a revision to the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act expected in spring, Japan Times sources said in a report on Saturday. While the nation's industry already follows a self-imposed rule setting a maximum of 4x leverage, the watchdog aims to have that due to the volatility of the crypto markets, the article says. The 2x cap was determined by analyzing historical price movements, as well as cryptocurrency regulations in Europe and the US, the sources told The Times. The decision also follows talks with the Japan Virtual Currency Exchange Association, the country's self-regulatory body. Margin trading is trading assets using borrowed funds, with leverage being the multiple of the initial deposit that can be borrowed. Some platforms in the crypto space offer leverage of well over 100x. Noted economist and crypto critic Noriel Robini has previously hit out at exchanges offering such high levels of leverage, saying they expose traders to too much risk. Asian conglomerates lead $31 million round for blockchain remittance firm Lightnet. Lightnet, the company behind the Velo protocol, recently raised $31.2 million in a Series A round. The funding was led by major financial and business groups including UOB Venture Management, Seven Bank, Uni President Asset Holdings, HashKey Capital, Hopeshine Ventures, Signum Capital, Due Capital and Hanwha Investment and Securities, according to a press release on Monday. UOB Venture Management is the investment arm of Singapore-based multinational United Overseas Bank, while Seven Bank is part of the group owning the 7-Eleven franchise in Japan. Further adding to the notable roster of backers, Uni President is a major food conglomerate in Taiwan and Hanwha is a large business group in South Korea. HashKey Capital is the investment arm of China's Wanshang Group. Bangkok-based Lightnet aims to apply its protocol, based on Stellar's blockchain tech, to the global remittance market, which is estimated to be worth hundreds of billions annually. The firm is initially focusing on the Southeast Asian market, saying that it plans to disrupt an industry so far in the hands of slow and costly traditional financial institutions. It's vital that we build an ecosystem to provide Lightnet access to our partners' vast user base and facilitate deeper penetration into local markets. We project that within 3 years, Lightnet will facilitate over $50 billion worth of annual transactions through our industry-leading partner network, Tridbody Aranayanchai, Lightnet's vice chairman, said in the report. The firm's chairman, Chichaval Jaravanan, is the son of Sumay Jaravanan, executive chairman of Thailand's biggest conglomerate, Jarone Pokphand Group. In 2018, he bought Fortune magazine for $150 million. The chairman said earlier this month that Lightnet would grow in part due to planned acquisitions. He also told Bloomberg that the firm is targeting more than $50 billion in transactions annually within 3 years. Lightnet is building several solutions, with the first expected to carry out its inaugural transaction this quarter. The firm's CEO, Suvicha Sudchai, told Business Insider that plans include adding up to 500,000 agents across Asia, as well as partnerships with remittance firms such as MoneyGram, Seven Bank, Yaka, Sure. Coinbase hands nearly $1 million to cryptocurrency victims after settling class action lawsuit. Coinbase has settled a class action lawsuit brought by users of the former cryptocurrency exchange. According to a set of court documents dated November 27 and December 10, 2019, Coinbase has agreed to turn $962,500 over to an escrow agent responsible for handling class action claims related to a previous lawsuit against cryptocurrency. Lawyers for the plaintiffs, who announced the settlement Monday, have already 11,325 won BTC from this previous case. The plaintiffs created a webpage for potential cryptocurrency victims, any individuals who used the exchange before 2015, listing upcoming key dates and outlining how they can submit claims. The settlement concludes a three-year legal action which nearly saw a jury trial. A hearing will be held on April 17, 2020 to either approve the preliminary settlement agreement or add further modifications as needed, according to the filing. Brandon Lytle, designated the class representative in the class action lawsuit, will receive $2,500 due to his efforts. He brought the suit in 2016 alleging that cryptocurrency CEO Paul Vernon used the exchange to launder millions of dollars worth of user funds over a multi-year period. The case was originally filed by the Silver Miller Law Firm and White's Law Firm, both of which were designated class counsel. In a statement, attorney Mark White said the case against Coinbase, as well as the previous lawsuit filed against cryptocurrency, were difficult cases to resolve. When companies go out of business, founders flee the country, and the amount at issue is relatively small, most plaintiff law firms would decline to pursue the case, he said. We were the only lawyers in the country to pursue a case against cryptocurrency or Coinbase, individually or as a class action, and we were able to obtain multiple meaningful recoveries for victims who would have otherwise been left without any recourse. Bitcoin options launch imminent as CME open interest hits 7-month high. Bitcoin, BTC, futures traders generated at least $20 billion in daily volume last week as two new options products prepared to hit the market. According to data released by futures provider CME Group on January 9, its futures contracts alone saw open interest almost 70% higher than at the end of 2019. Serious volume precedes options debut. Open interest was the among the highest ever last week, only noticeably lagging behind the peak seen at the end of June. At the time, BTC, USD was circling its local highs of $13,800, while the past 7 days likewise saw a price uptick up to $8,400. As Cointelegraph reported, interest has surged in the run-up to CME releasing its Bitcoin futures options. A launch could come as soon as Monday, subject to regulatory approval, officials claimed, with the data already set for release on the company's website. On Saturday, meanwhile, Bitcoin derivatives exchange FTX quietly rolled out its own Bitcoin options product. According to aggregate volume data for Bitcoin futures products by analyst Skew Markets, global futures trading volume crossed the $20 billion mark on January 8 alone. Options traders bet on $12,000 BTC. Skew added that its figures were not exhaustive, suggesting the actual total may be slightly higher. Currently, exchanges Huobi and OKEx dominate in terms of volume, along with market stalwart BitMEX. FTX meanwhile is seeing calls for Bitcoin trading at $12,000 1 month after its block reward halving in May. The calls are priced at $430. In other words, for every $430 above the $12,000 threshold, investor returns double. Dish Network files patent for blockchain-based anti-piracy system. One of the largest U.S. television providers has published a patent application for a new anti-piracy management system that uses blockchain to enable owners to track how their content is being used. Dish Network's application outlines a system that allows owners to embed an identification mark into the contents code that can be stored and regularly updated using a distributed ledger. Published Thursday, Dish says the proposal can better monitor and enforce ownership rights, alerting platforms to when content is used without permission. According to the filing, one of the main problems with online streaming is it has become increasingly difficult to combat content piracy. There are simply too many distribution platforms for content owners to effectively monitor. Although unauthorized content can be quickly taken down once identified, it has usually been viewed millions of times by the time they've done so. Dish Network's anti-piracy system, which was originally filed in July 2018, would use blockchain to embed ownership data, owner's name and contact information for example, into content that can only be uploaded and updated by the owners themselves. The idea is it provides distribution platforms with an incorruptible reference point to ensure all published data is correctly authorized. As well as acting as a means to more efficiently check copyright, the system can also help platforms enforce ownership rights and take action against publishers who have used content without permission. It's unclear whether Dish Network's proposed anti-piracy system would work on its own blockchain or on a pre-existing platform. The system allows uploaders to purchase content directly from the owners. A featured exchange facility means users can pay owners in either fiat or cryptocurrencies, and in return receive unique identity tokens, which authorizes them to use the content. These identity tokens themselves are customizable to give uploaders access for a limited time or the ability to edit the content on certain platforms. Should the uploader not have the appropriate access rights, the system can automatically notify both them and the owner that content is being used without permission. With more than 9.5 million subscribers across the country, Dish is one of the largest satellite TV providers in the US, but it has struggled to maintain subscribers as more people switch to online streaming. The company sustained net cord-cutting losses of 400,000 in H2 2019, marginally below the 2018 rate where more than a million people canceled their subscription. In response, Dish has been quick to take action against online operators it says are using its content illegally. The company filed two separate lawsuits against two platforms early in 2018, accusing them of redistributing its paid-for content without permission and took action another in last August. The company also won a $90 million lawsuit against another online streaming service earlier in November 2018. Other mainstream companies have also recognized blockchain's potential for improving copyright enforcement. Chinese internet giant Baidu launched a photo-sharing platform that also uses tokens to verify ownership and permission in July 2018. The Korean conglomerate CJ revealed last year it was also developing its own copyright management system for the music industry. BitPay integration lets users buy gold with cryptocurrency. OneGold, an online marketplace for buying, selling and redeeming precious metals, announced a partnership with BitPay on January 13 that will allow crypto users to purchase gold and other valuable metals on Android and iOS devices. Through the integration with BitPay, a leading Bitcoin payment service provider that currently supports over 30,000 merchants, including Microsoft and Avnet, OneGold's new mobile app will accept payments in Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, Ether, ETH, and various stablecoins. In addition, BitPay customers will save 2% when using the service on OneGold.com. OneGold CEO Kenneth Lewis told Cointelegraph that the partnership will make wealth preservation available to everyone at the lowest cost of ownership available on the market. Cryptocurrency holders are a natural fit as precious metals investors and can utilize OneGold to balance their investment portfolio. Using BitPay, cryptocurrency holders can quickly buy gold or silver at institutional pricing, save 2%, and create a nice balanced mix of gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency and its relationship to gold. Bitcoin has often been compared to gold, with Bloomberg recently reporting that it is equivalent to digital gold, as there is a correlation between the two that extends deeper than both being safe haven, limited assets. In a new report, Bloomberg market analyst Mike McGlone characterizes 2020 as a prime year for safe haven assets, suggesting that movements in gold will act as a proxy for BTC's price performance. McGlone highlights the recent price increase in Bitcoin's value following the U.S.-sanctioned killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Shortly after this event, both the price of Bitcoin and gold went up. McGlone noted, the precious metal reached a 7-year high of $1,600, while its digital protege followed, netting a 20% rise. Notably, stablecoin operator Paxos has created a crypto asset redeemable for physical gold. Paxos launched Pax Gold, PAXG, a gold-backed ERC-20 token in September 2019, claiming that the product is the first crypto asset redeemable for physical gold. According to a report, each PAXG token will be backed by 1 fine troy ounce of London Good Delivery gold. Token holders reportedly own the gold it represents, but the tokens can be moved like any other ERC-20 assets, which Paxos notes is simpler than shipping gold. Paxos stablecoin resembles the service model provided by One Gold, which was founded by precious metals dealer Apmex and alternative asset manager Sprott. The company provides millions of global clients with the option to digitally hold precious metals. When One Gold users are ready to take possession, they can convert their precious metal holdings into physical metals, which are shipped by Apmex the same business day. Huobi exchange partners with UAE real estate firm to enable crypto payments. Major cryptocurrency exchange Huobi has partnered with a real estate firm in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, to allow real estate investors to pay in cryptocurrencies. The Singapore-based crypto exchange has entered a partnership with FM Properties, a tech-driven real estate agency based in Dubai, to offer crypto payment options for its real estate investors, UAE-based business publication AMEinfo.com reports January 12. Crypto to enable more stability and liquidity in the real estate market. Specifically, the partnership enables FM Properties to accept payment in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, XRP and other major cryptos including stablecoins, the report reads. The cooperation will purportedly enable more stability and liquidity in the real estate market. Moreover, the partnership will simplify investing in the UAE as well as provide the market with more value, according to FM Properties CEO Faraz Al-Misadi. This partnership will provide our clients immense opportunity and the ease of investing in prime locations in the UAE. Cryptocurrencies are becoming an increasingly popular payment method all over the world, and this added choice will increase our property transactions and bring more value to the real estate market here. Cointelegraph contacted FM Properties to learn about the firm's plans to tackle the volatility associated with crypto markets but has not received a response at press time. Huobi to convert crypto into fiat for FM Properties. Licensed by Dubai Multi Commodities Center, DMCC, an infrastructure provider for expanding commodities trading in Dubai, Huobi will ensure that FM's clients' transactions are legally compliant. Mohit Devar, a co-founder of Huobi OTC at DMCC, said that the firm will provide FM with liquidity and resources to facilitate virtual money payments for customers. In an interview with Middle East-focused publication Zaya.com, Devar explained that the exchange will facilitate transactions from crypto to fiat. If someone wants to buy property and use crypto as a payment currency, then we will help facilitate that transaction and sell their cryptocurrency and make the payment to FM in fiat currency. According to AME Info, Huobi's OTC desk supports fiat currencies including UAE dirhams, United States dollars, euros and British pounds. Meanwhile, the real estate market in the UAE has been actively embracing emerging technologies like blockchain and associated digital assets. In October 2019, Emaar Properties, the Dubai-based real estate giant that developed the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa, released its new blockchain token-based referral and loyalty platform. Previously, the company announced its intention to launch a token and hold an initial coin offering in Europe. Bitcoin makes biggest weekly price gain since October. View. Bitcoin jumped more than 11% last week, confirming a falling channel breakout, bullish reversal, on the weekly chart. The breakout has opened the doors for a retest of October highs above $10,000. For the next 24 hours, the focus is on $8,200, a level that has proved a tough nut to crack in the last few days. A strong rejection above $8,200 could yield a temporary drop to sub-$8,000 levels. Bitcoin logged double-digit price gains last week, confirming a reversal from a six-month downtrend. The top cryptocurrency by market cap gained 11.2% in the 7 days to January 12, the biggest weekly gain since October, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Prices rallied by 16% in the third week of October. Since then, Bitcoin has managed to score gains in just 3 weeks. During the bleak 6 months to December 31, the cryptocurrency eked out double-digit weekly gains just 2 times. Further, Bitcoin suffered losses in 15 out of 27 weeks, with 2 weeks ending roughly flat. Clearly, the bears were in control in the second half of 2019. Prices fell from highs above $13,000 to $6,425 during the period, establishing a series of lower highs and lower lows on the weekly chart. That downward trajectory, however, has ended with last week's 11% gain, and the path of least resistance is now on the higher side. Last week's candle closed well above the upper edge of the bearish channel, confirming a bullish breakout. The pattern indicates the pullback from $13,800 has ended and the bull run from lows near $4,100 seen in the first week of April 2019 has resumed. The 11% rise has also confirmed the bearish to bullish trend change signaled by the hammer candle created in the third week of December. The activation of twin bullish cues is backed by a rise in buying volumes to the highest since November. Notably, last week's volume bar violated the descending trend line, validating the price breakout. The cryptocurrency has also moved back above the bullish ascending 50-week moving average. The odds appear stacked in favor of a rise to $10,350 October high. A weekly close Sunday UTC below $7,342 would invalidate breakout, although that looks unlikely currently. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $8,110. Pre-halving breakout. With the breakout, the odds of Bitcoin repeating history by crossing the 2019 high of $13,880 ahead of the May 2020 mining reward halving have strengthened. Programmed into the blockchain, the halving cuts the amount of Bitcoin created every 10 minutes by half. The process is repeated every 4 years. Historically, Bitcoin has hit a new market cycle top, the highest point from the preceding bear market low, in the calendar year of a halving, but before the event, according to popular analyst Rekt Capital. For instance, Bitcoin bottomed out near $150 in January 2015 and rose to a high of $502 in November 2015, confirming a bullish reversal. Prices then fell back to $365 in February 2016 before hitting a new cycle top $778 in June, a month ahead of the reward halving, which took place in July 2016. Note that the high of $778 reached in June 2016 was the highest price from the bear market low of $150, but was well short of the record high at the time of $1,153 reached in December 2013. Similar price action was seen in the 12 months to November 2012, when Bitcoin underwent its first reward halving, as noted by Rekt Capital. So, if history is a guide, Bitcoin could clock highs in the range of $13,880 2019 high to $20,000 record high before the third halving, due in 4 months. As for the next 24 hours, $8,200 is the level to beat for the bulls. A convincing break above $8,200 has remained elusive since January 7. Prices printed a high of $8,463 on January 8 but closed below $8,200. The bulls also failed to secure a daily close above $8,200 on January 11. With the breakout confirmed on the weekly chart, though, Bitcoin looks set to scale $8,200 and challenge recent highs above $8,460. Another stronger rejection at or above $8,200 could yield a pullback to $7,667 Jan. 11 low. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.